It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. January is always a time of looking ahead to the new year and looking back at the old. And one site that keeps track of the stats and trends in the classical concert world is called BachTrack. Here's a few lists from their website of what was most popular in 2015. Not surprisingly, the top 10 concert composers list of 2015 reads pretty much like a K-Bach playlist. Number 1, Mozart. Number 2, Beethoven. Number 3, Bach. 4, Brahms. 5, Tchaikovsky. 6, Schubert. 7, Haydn. 8, Maurice Ravel. 9, John Sibelius. And 10, Robert Schumann. Handel's Messiah was toppled from the top spot as the most performed concert work, but only just barely by Beethoven's 5th. Also last year, 3 violin concertos burst into the top 10 works, including Sibelius's, because of his anniversary again, moving from number 22 to number 3. And Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik broke into the top 10 after being way down at number 48. You can check out those stats and more to your heart's content on the BachTrack website, www.bachtrack.com. It's the Golden Globe-winning series Nobody's Seen. It also seems tailor-made for K-Bach listeners, classical music fans. Mexican actor Gael García Bernal just won a Golden Globe for his role as the impetuous orchestra conductor in Mozart in the Jungle. The Amazon series, which also won Best Comedy Series, edging out contenders like Veep and Transparent. It's based on the 2005 memoir of the same name written by New York City freelance oboist Blair Tyndall, whose tell-all about cocaine-fueled late nights and freewheeling sexual hijinks among classical musicians in the 80s and 90s was a K-Bach booknote selection at the time. To add authenticity, the series producers hire New York musicians as extras, making for fun musician spotting during the show. Second season studded with celebrity cameos from the likes of Joshua Bell, Long Long, and the Grammy-winning pianist Emmanuel Axe, who played Dance Dance Revolution at a dive bar during one episode. You can watch the episodes yourself at Amazon.com. Arizona Opera's Ryan Taylor is headed to the Twin Cities. The Minnesota Opera has named Taylor its president and general director. He takes over May 1st. The 43-year-old Taylor is general director of the Arizona Opera right now. Before becoming a manager, he sang baritone for a decade in productions around the country and was a member of the Minnesota Opera Resident Artist Program. Taylor is credited with turning around a bad financial situation in Arizona through successful fundraising and community engagement. While the Minnesota Opera is in good shape financially, Minnesota Opera Artistic Director Dale Johnson said he hopes Taylor will broaden the company's community engagement around the state of Minnesota. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.